To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are knee-deep in fall.
Jack's be jamming all year round.
I'm not going to say anything more. I've said what I've had to say. Respectfully, Jax, with love and respect. That being said, the Browns stink. They're 1-5. And our next guest, one is going to owe me a burger pretty shortly here.
He said on Sunday he hasn't given up on that, by the way.
That's good. I love positivity. I do. Even in the face of... I mean, just gigantic.
You didn't like the reggae. You do not like positivity.
Whoa. No. The problem wasn't reggae. The problem is when you're playing it, Mon. Okay? Thank you very much.
Getting hung up over the reggae. Let's put Coach Riz in the mix here.
Lance Reisland, Cleveland.com on the fan hotline here. How you doing, Coach?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
I mean, I'm just getting ready for my burger, buddy. That's all.
It's not over, man. Not over. Not over yet.
I love that positivity. We've been talking about the offense. How much of what you see on offense is fixable?
There's some core problems here. Those guys inside are not getting the movement they once did. Those guys aren't the you-know-what kickers they once were. They're blocking well, but they're not moving people backwards. The tackle situation is a mess. Those guys are not run blocking very well, and obviously they're pass blocking terribly, which is affecting, getting people out because they have to chip. Obviously the receivers can't catch the ball, so it's the run game is inconsistent. So what you're getting, and then when all that goes well, the quarterback misses. So one thing's happening after another, but for me, everything always starts up front. And to evaluate these quarterbacks, everybody wants to see how they're going to do. I'm not sure you're going to be able to do that until they can shore up a little bit what they're, the only thing they can do right now is they can continue to pound that run game, because offensive linemen, you can work on the run game. Because if you don't have any run game and these guys get to pin their ears back, this offensive line can't hold up right now.
And Miami will be better for them within that regard. The matchup for the Steelers was just not great. What did you make of Dylan Gabriel, though? You said he missed a couple throws. How'd you see it overall?
Well, what's happening? He's not moving within. I'll still go back to it has nothing to do with his height. I will stick to my guns on that one. But here's what's happening with him is that he's a little bit gun shy. And what I mean by that is that he's trying to – I mean, he's under fire right now in the pocket. And I think what's happening is that he's missing things when they're available. And when you think about, like, the Browns do a lot of high lows and a lot of levels concept, that's one of Kevin's staples. And he's always taken the underneath level. And sometimes that second level is there. And even if he completes that first level, the second level is there. And then he's missing some. And he's missing some because that pocket is kind of collapsing around him. And his pocket awareness is not what it was coming from Oregon. And I think it has a lot to do with his processing and trying to get through, like, what he's seeing. But he's not quick enough with that right now. And obviously, and then he's making some great throws. You make a great throw to Fannin, you get a drop, and then you get a sack, and then he misses. And again, everybody's got their hand in this this garbage can right now of offense, and he's included. But I think he's been solid, but he hasn't been impactful, right? He's doing okay, but he's not impactful enough for this offense to kind of get going.
All right, Coach. This one of the big critiques of Kevin Stefanski is his offense is vanilla right now. Do you believe the Browns are running a vanilla offense, and do you think that's their only choice at this moment?
Well, I'm not a big believer in vanilla offense. For me, predictability, vanilla, that's all. I'm not a believer in that. What it is, it's lack of execution. And as a coach, you can only run what you know. This is why Kevin got the job. This is his offense he runs. Whether you like that or not is irrelevant, but that's what he does. So it's not vanilla to me. They're not executing at a high level. They're not double teaming with nastiness. They're not getting to the second level. They're not catching the football. So there are some opportunities, whether it's vanilla or not. For me, I don't care. It's the fact that they're not executing, and they're for sure not executing all at once. So when people say, oh, the offense is predictable, no, it's not. It's the same offense that it can be successful if you execute. Whether you like the offense is irrelevant to me because, you know, we all have our, you know, even me, we all have certain things that we like and don't like. They're not executing at all right now, especially up front.
Were you bothered by them going away from the run the way that they did and just completely abandoning Quinshon Judkins in that game?
Well, I'm not as mad about abandoning the run. I'm mad because they're not creating any angles for their offensive linemen. So right now they're blocking straight ahead. Everything is duo or zone, which they're looking for big double teams and getting to the second level is a really easy way to say it. And sometimes Posick and Betonio, they're not moving guys like they did a couple years ago. But that's okay. You got to create some angles. You got to put a little bit of indecisiveness in those defensive linemen. You know, are they going to get down blocked? Are they going to get doubled? Are they going to get trapped? The Browns aren't doing any counters, any powers, any traps, any pin and pulls. They're not giving those defensive linemen any different looks. So what you're seeing is they're losing at the line of scrimmage because those guys know what's coming at them. And they've had some success, but they need to kind of, in my opinion, stay with the scheme, but, you know, vary that run game a little bit. Create some angles for the offensive linemen where Posick, you know, Betonio or Teller blocks the nose instead of Posick always having to block him. I think that'll help those guys a lot. That's what I hopefully that's what's going to be coming.
Statistically, Coach, Mason Graham has been quieter over the last couple of weeks. I think people are starting to share their disappointment. What are you seeing out of the number 5 overall pick from the 2025 NFL draft?
Oh, I don't have any disappointment in him. I think what's happening is that he's still learning this. He's faced some pretty good guards. Malik Collins is playing at a really high level. And teams are what's happening is that he is getting handled. He's getting doubled. And when he gets doubled right now, he's kind of going – he's not handling that double like he did at Michigan. So here's what happened with Mason Graham is at Michigan, he played on the line of scrimmage. He two-gapped. He got his hands on. He was real – didn't do a lot. Was forced to let the linebackers. Now he's in a defense where he can come upfield. And watching him last week, he's kind of in the middle, right? He wants to get upfield, but he knows if a double comes, I got to make sure that I get down on the double so they don't get to the linebacker. So he's a little bit indecisive. All things that'll be fixable. He's still playing with a tremendous effort. He's still playing with a tremendous motor. If you get doubled and you don't get moved and you have gap integrity, you're doing your job. I don't think Mason Graham's ever going to be a guy who lights up the stat sheet, but he is going to be a guy that's hard to prepare for. And that's kind of what he is that three technique. He'll get better and better. He's just kind of indecisive. And remember, this is all new for him. And he's a really good player, and it's just going to take a couple more games, and he'll be just fine.
What'd you make of the debut of the soup can, Tyson Campbell?
Well, I thought he played really, really well, if you want to know the truth. And here's why. Because obviously the one pass, I thought he was in great coverage, great throw, great catch. He got beat on a sluggo, double move. That happens in man coverage. But I thought he tackled real well. I thought he, you know, on that first play of the game, he actually made the right call because that short motion put him on the flat defender. That was Hickman that got beat by Washington. So I thought he played pretty well. I thought for this scheme, and when I was texting you, I think because of the fact they're going to be in more man now, and they played more man than they have been playing. So that's kind of, for me, that's kind of exciting because I think they're going to need to bring more than 4 moving forward. They're going to have to create some pressure, create some turnover opportunities, and they can only do that if they play man. And Campbell is a step better than Greg Newsome in man coverage.
Lance Reisland on the fan hotline here breaking down the latest Browns loss here. The Browns went into the fourth quarter. I want to say they were down 10 points. And far before that, they abandoned the run in this game. Dillon Gabriel throws 52 times. Quinshon Judkins runs it just 12 times. Was Kevin Stefanski right to go away from the run that early in the game?
I say no, and he's had a tendency to do that, especially when your best player right now, without question, is your tailback, whether he's a rookie or not. And those guys inside aren't killing people, but your best advantage is running behind those guys with him. So, yeah, I do think he went away from it too early. The thing that bothered me even more than that, Nick, was his how they didn't change his launch points. You know, everybody talks about his height. Everybody talks about his feet. And yet he was dropping back like Joe Flacco, 3, 5, 7 steps, and really just kind of a sitting target in that pocket. He's a guy that's going to have a lot of success, and it'll take the vanilla away from the offense if they get him out on boots, if they get him out on waggles, if they sprint out, if they run some dash concepts. If they change where he's throwing the football, he'll be even more successful, and it'll kind of simplify the game for him. So for me, the 52 times is way too much. Judkins not getting the ball. That's your best player. Your best player better touch it. And when you're throwing with a guy who's a rookie, make it easy on him and make sure he's not a sitting target. So they got to start moving him more, or he'll be okay. He'll make some good throws, but if he's going to be impactful, he's got to do his entire skill set, which is moving his feet as well.
Coach, what would you do? You're sitting there, you're coaching this Browns team, and you see the drops that the way that they've been, whether that's Fannin, whether that's Njoku, whether that's Jerry Jeudy. What would you do? What would be your quick fix, if there is one, to maybe make it just not as obvious that they just cannot hang on to the football?
Well, you know, first thing you tell them is don't hang your head. Obviously, there's a grown man, but, you know, no one cares. Figure it out. Like, go catch more balls on the jugs. Obviously, that's not Kevin's style to kind of be in people's face. So whatever he's got to change to, you know, whatever they have to do. Is it because they're unsure of their routes? So when they get to the top of their route, they're thinking about where am I supposed to be and they're not fluid? Then practice more. Run the routes more. Get on the jugs machine. You know, if you drop balls but you put the work in, that happens. And then you got to go with someone else. Unfortunately for the Browns don't have anybody else. So I think positive reinforcement, in this day and age works with these young kids more than kind of beating them up, but something's got to change because there's way too many drops, and there's way too many drops when there's so many other leaks on the offense. And, you know, I would say only thing you can do is rep it. And I'm a big believer in reps. You win with reps, not talking about it, going out and practicing it. So they're just going to have to get out there and catch until those hands are tired.
Myles Garrett, noticeably absent from the box score this last weekend. What'd you see out of Myles in this game?
Well, you know, if you go back there, I just got done watching a film, and I always try to do this when the defensive line so-called doesn't play well. And the thing that stands out to me, if you go back and I watched all the cut-ups of Aaron Rodgers, just his throws, he absolutely gets rid of the ball in under 2.8. And when you're getting rid of the ball in under 2.8, it's hard to get home. And then they do a really nice job of chipping on him. They do a great job of creating angles. So they do, they're making it really tough. The other thing that they do is they run at him. And I'm a big believer in running at elite pass rushers, because whether they make the play or not, it's like body shots in boxing. It kind of tires him out a little bit. And then they run away from him. They do what I think the Browns should do with Dylan. They're changing the launch point of Aaron Rodgers a little bit. A lot of quick screens. If you can't run the ball, get it out on the flanks really quick. That's an extended run. But the big reason they played fine, the big thing is the offense and special teams are hurting them because they're getting worn down a little bit. And when teams get rid of the ball like that, then they got to start playing press coverage. They got to crowd the line of scrimmage. So the quarterbacks have to hold on to it a little bit longer. That's what's happening. You watch the throws. I mean, when you watch the highlights of just the throws, it's over and over. It's the ball is caught and out, especially in the shotgun. He does a great job of catching and get rid of it. It's hard to pass rush when he's doing it that fast.
Coach, great stuff as always, buddy. Love what you're doing, not just with us every Tuesday at 6, but obviously on the tailgate show with JP as well. Keep killing it, buddy.
All right, appreciate you guys. I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, buddy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't wait for that burger. And yes, Petty, did I put him on hold while I was saying that? That's your sweet Bippy. Lance Reisland there, Cleveland.com, and the Fan Hotline will react to what he had to say. And maybe the silliest thing you're going to hear in sports in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. Are you a believer in paranormal things here, JP?
Not necessarily, no. Like, would I ever go to, like, a haunted house thinking that it's actually haunted and then convinced? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, something actually pretty much right around that line.
No, never really been my jam. I love that people get really into it. I think that's always cool. But I'm never, like Ghost Hunters.
Yeah.
That show never really did it for me.
So, I definitely believe in there are things that we don't understand and things that happen out there, and as a religious person, I do believe in an afterlife and all that kind of stuff. And I do believe that the soul is independent from the body, that kind of stuff. But, like, in terms of, like you said, haunted houses, it's not that I don't believe. It's just, like, I don't think if there are ghosts, they're here to hurt us. I think that's very much a human way of thinking.
Okay. I also think a lot of people just see things.
That's also fair.
You know? Yeah. I mean, it's, just, well, it's okay.
Okay, I don't know if you feel this way.
You did a lot of drugs in the 70s, and now you see an old pirate, you know, captain. I get it.
I have observed, as I get older, that there aren't many people getting healthier as we get older. I'm not talking about physically.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about mental health.
Oh, my gosh.
Side
of
things.
I do, like, a mental check every day to make sure that I haven't lost my marbles. Like, yeah. It's a big fear of mine to be, like, 60 and then and I just have no awareness that I am, in fact, the person that has just gone out to lunch in their brain.
Yeah, the best thing? You won't know.
Well, you won't know. But that's why I'm constantly doing, like, am I just losing it all of a sudden? I'm constantly doing that with myself.
I'm constantly being, like, I wish I was losing it because this is such a drag being around everyone else losing it. While I'm just pretty locked into just what I would say is relatively mentally healthy as compared to like 10 years ago, right?
How would you know? How would any of us know if
That's
we
true.
Are in fact losing it?
I could be the problem. Who knows?
It might be.
But I ask because Mookie Betts, and this has been a thing for a while, Mookie Betts refuses to stay at the team hotel in downtown Milwaukee.
Yes.
Because it's the Pfister Hotel. Is allegedly haunted.
Mister, I hardly know her.
But now Teoscar Hernandez, who's saying he doesn't believe in ghosts, but his wife does, now they're not staying, and it's a growing list of Dodgers players who are seeking other accommodations because they don't want to stay at an allegedly haunted hotel.
I can't hate him for this.
If you
think it's haunted and that's something you believe in, you have enough money, you have enough resources, go stay at the Ritz-Carlton. Like, I've been to Milwaukee enough to know there's only a couple hotels that are worth staying in. But, like, there's more than one. There's more than just the Pfister. You can find another hotel that'll be just as fine.
So here's the thing. Like, when Teoscar Hernandez was asked about things that, you know, teammates had shared and wives had shared about this hotel.
At the Pfister.
Yeah.
The Pfister.
The lights, some of the rooms, the lights go on and off. Yeah, that's not something that humans could manipulate. The doors, there are noises, footsteps, things like that. I don't know. I'm not the guy that I'm going to say, oh, yeah, I experienced that because I haven't. And I don't think I'm going to experience that, but that's what people say.
I mean, they have enough money, and it's such an important series that if you're even contemplating whether or not the crack down the hall or the creak down the hall was in fact
the crack down the hall, that's for different hotels in Milwaukee.
The Pfister still fits it. But if you're going to question that at all, then okay, go stay at a different hotel. Not bothered by this in the slightest.
I just think I need to see an apparition. If I see an apparition, then I'll be like, well, you can't fake that, right? Although even now, we got what's the thing that brought Tupac back?
The hologram.
The hologram? Even that. I mean,
Tupac's still very well dead. It's just...
Well, no, what I mean is...
didn't bring him back.
So, there's just a lot that just happened. However, it didn't bring him back, but my point is, you could technically fake a ghost with a hologram. I don't think the Pfister has that kind of money.
No, but maybe Freddie Freeman does, you know?
That's actually, I will say, knowing baseball, knowing athletes in general, but especially baseball players, you can't tell me that this isn't just a giant rib by players on each other that's just gotten massively out of
hand.
I mean,
we know Shohei's interpreter was up to a lot of shenanigans. Maybe this is also one of his shenanigans back when
it's
he was around the team.
Two things were bilking his client for millions of dollars.
An excessive gambling debt. Yes.
And then also making ghost noises in another
getting
room.
Getting into hijinks. Getting into hijinks, yeah.
I just feel like, I don't know, man. I don't want to say I don't think. Because I haven't experienced, I've never had a haunted experience.
I was going to ask you if you've anywhere come anywhere close to having such an experience.
I remember at my Nygmama's house, which then became my Uncle Mike's house. I remember there being like we were all having a sleepover, all the cousins and everything, and there's nine of us. And I think we just talked ourselves into, but I remember seeing like a shape at the end of the hallway. In fairness, there's a giant mirror at the end of the hallway, and I was five.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and say, not the most realistic thing in the world.
No, I'm a believer. So my dad, since he passed so many years ago, every night he's in my dreams.
Yeah.
Every single night. There's not been a night that's gone by since he passed away that he has not been in my dreams. He pops up in funny ways, but I've not had a single night where he has not popped up in my dreams in some fashion. And I find it comforting. I like it, but maybe it's desensitized me to even thinking like, oh, if the ghost of my dad popped up into my room, I'd be like, okay, I see you every night.
No,
I'd be excited. I'd be very non-bothered by it.
Even if it was another ghost, I'd just be like, hit the bricks. Casper,
why is it all these ghosts, though? They're always like old-timey ghosts.
Yeah. Not like a ghost from like 3 years back?
Yeah, why is it not just like a hip and modern ghost that looks like Jax?
Hey, I was a ghost. I was
wearing
staying
like
here.
Travis Scott shoes.
I was here 3 years ago, and I died in this room. That scares me more, and he's like a hipster.
Yeah, like you
that scares me more than like I died here 200 years ago. It's like I have no connection.
You don't
to
get
you.
The ghost of like Mac Miller. You get the ghost of like a pirate, and it just doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem right.
What ghost would you want to be visited by?
Casper, clearly.
And that's not a real ghost.
Well, he's friendly. It's a friendly ghost.
Well,
we can lock in the friendly part.
This is a serious conversation here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come
I'm
on
sorry.
Now. Have some dignity for those in the afterlife still sticking around
have
here.
Some Senka for a second.
That'd be a weird.
We started watching
have some Senka.
We started watching the Sebastian Maniscalco and De Niro movie that just came out over
Does
the weekend.
Does he say have some Senka in it?
No, but he plays himself in it, which I just think is odd.
Every show.
I know, and he plays his name and his everything. De Niro is just playing Mr. Maniscalco. Yeah. It's odd, but I'm enjoying it so far. We only made it halfway through.
I don't think we've seen De Niro play old problematic guys enough. Yeah. We're really mining new territory there. Like, all right, so you're going to be an older Italian gentleman with a real temper problem, and also you're not going to be anything close to woke. And go.
Oh, he's nailing it.
Yeah.
He's got that rolled down.
You're
going
to need 6 weeks in Florida to study with some olds to brush up on your problematic old people.
Yeah, it's a comfortable role for him.
That's why
I don't think he needs to really expand his
horizons.
You know,
movie I watch for
point.
De Niro that is just embarrassing, and I love every second of it. I will watch The Intern till the cows come home.
I like that movie too,
because Robert De Niro playing a normal person took work.
All right, so that's
and
my
he aced it.
So that's my answer. I'm going to wait for De Niro to die, and I want the ghost of De Niro to haunt me.
There's so many good. I would love Abe Lincoln. Give me Abe Lincoln.
What would you ask him? Are the rumors true?
I'd be like, so what was it like getting shot in the back of the head? That's where I start.
What do you expect his answer to be? Great.
But what if
what
if he said I didn't feel anything? I just heard a pop and then lights out.
It's probably the reality, right?
Yeah. I would hope so.
Yeah. I don't know. I Abe Lincoln's your answer out of everyone out there. It's not
one
a bad
of the
answer.
Greatest presidents of all time.
Not a bad answer. It's just I didn't see that one coming.
Because like if JFK, another popular president, although maybe not as great.
I don't think I would want to meet a former president that way.
Why
I don't,
not?
I don't know that that's something that I'm interested in.
For all intents and purposes, Abe Lincoln was like a man of the people. He wasn't going to talk all presidential at you. He was going to talk he'd tell you like a joke. I watched the movie Lincoln. I know how this would go.
You got one question, and the question is, did the bullet hurt?
No. I would have more than one question.
What if
That's
he goes away, though?
Question.
You have to understand, he might go away at any second. But he's there, but he might disappear just in the blink of an eye.
Abe, how long do I have you for?
We don't know.
Away, I curse him. And I say, you know what? Wilkes Booth was right.
It's funny. I saw like a TikTok the other day, and it was like, if you feel like somebody is coming back from the dead, the first thing you should ask them is what was the temperature in heaven like? That was like the big thing. And it's like, if I come across somebody
72 degrees,
Well, that's the thing is, so I think what they're trying to find is if you can answer that question, then it's probably nothing. There's probably nothing real to it. And I think there was a lot of skepticism met with all of that to begin with anyway. But it's like, if I see someone coming back from the dead, my first thought is, what was that TikTok told me to do? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna ask it what the temperature is? No, thank you. But ultimately, the ghost that is scaring Mookie Betts is probably not somebody famous.
Yeah, it's just like Joe Ghost.
It's just Joe Ghost. If it in fact is anything, it's just Joe Ghost. But I've never really bought into the ghost thing.
That's going to be the most boring ghost ever. He's not going to scare you, but he is going to tell you about what accounting was like in 1842. And you're going to be like, okay, can you threaten to kill me? Because honestly, that'd be better than, you know, and then in 07, my wife ran off with my brother. All right, give me more on that, Joe Ghost.
That's a good story.
It's not bad. There's a lot of begatting back in the day. So really, the bet you couldn't give me anything?
They only knew like 12 people.
You couldn't give me any ghost.
I said Casper. You didn't like that answer.
Because it's not a real answer. Mickey Mantle? Babe Ruth?
Mickey Mantle would be fine. But
can you self-generate one?
Can he drink like Mickey Mantle did?
No matter who the ghost is, I am offering them a drink.
But it's a ghost. It's not going anywhere.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, the ghost doesn't have a body. The drink is not going anywhere. Yeah. How is he drinking?
Midwest nice, Jonathan.
You offer him a drink to just have it, just hold it?
What if he can just sniff it?
This is what being an alcoholic used to feel like.
I don't know if they have olfactory senses.
They're Mickey?
I wouldn't offer Mickey Mantle, no.
But now you said, now I said Mickey, and now I'm thinking about, can I get Walt Disney's frozen head to come and visit me?
He was problematic.
Maybe I'll get Ted Williams' frozen head. I'll just get anyone that had their head frozen, I'll just get them to come back.
Is if you got Walt Disney and that just triggered him? He's talking about all the things that have happened in the world that you just know he wouldn't like. Now, that'd be funny.
That's right. The problem with all these.
You want to know some people that have been to your park there, buddy?
A lot of the historical figures that we're mentioning, I just probably wouldn't jive with anyway. And they probably wouldn't jive with me and how we currently are.
Okay. So does that mean if your great-great-grandfather came back, you'd be like, I'm sorry, P-Pop, you were a little problematic, so I can't talk to you?
I don't know my great-great-grandfather.
Yet?
Yet, yeah. He's going to come back.
But he came back, and the first thing he said was wildly problematic. Be like, I can't be here, P-Pop. I'm sorry.
What, you think I'm going to teach him? I want to have him change his ways? That's not happening.
Well, no, but the point is, like, P-Pop is going to
stay. He's going to stay problematic. There's no changing. There's no changing his mind.
I understand. I think the point is, does every ghost that visits you have to be politically correct in the world of 2025?
None of them are going to be. None of them are going to be.
I bet you we could find one. I just don't know.
Well, that's the one that looks like Jack's coming.
One of the guys that was really ahead of the curve, you know, maybe something like that.
I don't know, man.
It's what I was looking for.
But no, I don't think I'm ever going to stay at a hotel where I'm concerned about that. That's not something I really think about often.
Meaning, like, if you heard about it, you're out?
Not out. No. Oh. I would just stay, and it just would be what it was. I don't hate that Mookie Betts wants to get out of the way. If it bothers you, it bothers you. You make enough money.
I think it's chicken bleep.
Really?
I think it's chicken bleep. You're a grown man. Come on. Like, has he even, I think he has stayed in it, actually, in fairness. I think he has stayed in it before, and it just made him uncomfortable, and yet you're an adult.
He's got so much money, there shouldn't be anything in the world that makes him uncomfortable
that
he can't fix.
Which makes it even dumber that he would splurge at an Airbnb 5 miles away.
He can fix anything that makes him feel uncomfortable in any sort of way. He can just throw money at. So in this instance, I don't hate him for throwing money at it.
Maybe see a shrink and see why you can't handle a hotel with some lights flickering on and off.
Listen, we both agree it's not a great look for Mookie. It's not a great look.
Choked up thinking about P-Pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss poor P-Pop. Mm. That problematic SOB, am I right, guys?
He's from a different time.
I miss that SOB.
And a different plane of existence as well.
You didn't know P-Pop like I knew P-Pop.
I'm sure you did know him, but you knew him better than I did.
Well, yeah. What a great guy. Sometimes.
Other than the obvious.
Except for when he wasn't. I mean, that was just when he wasn't. Oh boy, he wasn't.
Different time. Yeah, it was a different time.
Classic P-Pop.
Would you guys stay in a hotel that was haunted? Or would you do what Mookie Betts does, which I think is be out? Let's go with In Case You Missed It in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.